Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Harris. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Santiago. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jose Santiago. And now, play ball. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball towards center. Smith settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Smith. Snyder moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Hall moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Foy moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foy scores. Adair moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Adair scores. Harrelson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Smith moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith scores. Petrocelli moves to third. Gibson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Gibson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Santiago moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sims juggles the ball. That's an error on Sims. Yastrzemski scores. Petrocelli moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. Snyder moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Billy Harris now playing third base. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Santiago hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. SQ settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foy moves to second. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Kurtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Smith reaches second base with a double. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harris. Smith scores. Scott moves to second. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Santiago hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hall reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Santiago covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Foy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Gary Waslowski now pitching. Dalton Jones now playing second base. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardinal moves to second. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cardinal moves to third. Jose Vidal pinch hits for Hal Kurtz. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. Brown moves to second. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Adair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Ken Suarez now catching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Foy strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood pinch hits for Carl Yastrzemski. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe LaHood now playing left field. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Harris reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Gary Waslowski. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder moves to second. Dave Nelson pinch hits for Stan Williams. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gibson for a passed ball. Snyder moves to third. Hall moves to second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-4 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.